to wait. Man, I'm failing on the music. I should have played Money by Pink Floyd for this next bit we're going to talk about.
That would have been appropriate.
That would have been appropriate. Actually, I'll just play it in the background. How about that?
Yeah, that works.
Tony there, Sammy here, and we are on the Bench Sports Talk Radio, and we are here at our beautiful denim blue studio at 22 West here on the campus of Cal State University, Long Beach. You can find us at facebook.com/onthebenchradio and on Instagram at On The Bench Sports Talk. So, big news.
I want to shocking get this. News. Get that
money,
background music going.
Money. All right, here we go. Ready?
Oh yeah.
Well, little news came out of U of A today. Not good. Usually it's good basketball news. Usually they're ranked in the top 10.
Wildcats are up there. They're doing well in the Pac-12 this year, too.
But I can't imagine why they've been ranked so high. Who goes to U of A?
I feel like they have a certain player. 7-1 center. Mm-hmm. What's his name?
DeAndre Ayton. Is that how
you say it?
Ayton?
From the Bahamas.
He ate a lot of money.
$100K.
Woo!
To be precise.
Honestly, if somebody gave me $100K to go to a school, and you're from the Bahamas, where $100,000 American is probably like $40 million in the Bahamas, I would jump ship and be there overnight. I would swim. I don't even know where the Bahamas are. I would swim to Arizona.
Wow.
Yeah.
Through the desert.
Just through. I would swim
through
the desert.
Doggy paddle through the desert.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
For $100K. Probably I would too.
Yeah, I mean,
even on American soil.
Yes,
I'd swim.
Exactly. I would go through that breadbasket. Where's Arizona? In the middle of the country?
Yeah,
somewhere over there. Yeah, I failed geology.
That direction.
Yeah, we both failed geology.
Yeah.
Given
$100K.
So
I can find a map somehow.
Yeah, well,
make one over there.
I think if for $100K we could buy a map, but our friends over at LarryBrownSports.com put up a story. U of A basketball coach Sean Miller. Guess everybody thought he's a pretty good coach. He was reportedly caught on the phone discussing payment for DeAndre Ayton. Caught on the phone by wiretaps. I mean, that's just...
Get this statistic. The telephone calls between Miller and Dawkins were among 3,000 hours of conversations intercepted from Dawkins' phone by the FBI. FBI? FBI.
Who's the FBI?
I think that's a new division.
Oh, that's the new...
Federal Discovery Investigation. I don't know.
That's going to be the name of this segment.
FDI?
Yeah, the Federal Discovery Investigation. Where's a
close
piece
enough.
Of paper?
I can remember that.
Yeah, you remember that because
I need file. To write it down.
Okay.
So,
3,000 hours. Okay.
Let's do some math here.
Now, I've seen plenty of movies and TV shows where they have these burner cell phones or... Back in the day, they would use the payphones.
Is equivalent to 125 days.
That is a lot of time talking about... What? Okay, now, you know you can't send emails because of the whole Clinton email scandal,
of course.
Now you can't use your cell phone. Can't use your home phone. Probably if you met up with him in person, he would have to wear some kind of goofy disguise.
Is anybody saying pager?
Not anymore.
That's
Do they
true.
Even have service for that anymore?
Yeah, probably not.
Probably not.
Scrap that.
But they are at U of A.
Apparently so.
So, you know what they could have done if this was in the wintertime?
They could have wrote
their messages in the snow.
Yeah, that. Yeah, let's go with that one.
Just don't eat the yellow snow.
I was going to say, message via pigeon.
Uh-huh. Or, yeah, the pigeon carriers is another way.
It's got to be some.
But 3,000 hours on the phone. It just seems really stupid that this whole thing would happen, but this dude's balling out.
7-1 center.
20-11, basically. That's points and rebounds per game if you're new to the show.
Averaging a double-double.
And averaging a double-double.
This will most likely be his first and only college season.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to get drafted.
Yeah, he'll get drafted.
7-1, 18-year-old, come on.
Yeah. Even though he's from the Bahamas, but he got $100,000.
But yeah, he did.
The part that gets me, though, is that back in September, Miller stated that he promotes a culture of compliance with NCAA rules. He said, as the head basketball coach of the University of Arizona, I recognize my responsibility is not only to establish a culture of success on the basketball court and in the classroom, but as important to promote and reinforce a culture of compliance to the best of my ability. I have worked to demonstrate this over the past 8 years and will continue to do so as we move forward.
Oops.
Yeah, I think he kind of screwed up.
Yeah, I think he kind of went back on his word on that one. Just a little bit. Just $100,000 worth.
Yeah, just, you know, I mean, did it come out of his pocket or was this from the university?
Well, see, that's an interesting point because a lot of times universities endorse student-athletes by either getting them a car for transportation, lodging, you know, buying or, like, you know, setting them up with their own apartment, condo.
I have a car that's for sale.
Really?
Yeah. I could sell it to them.
There
right?
you go.
Is that illegal?
Probably.
Okay.
Damn. Yeah, continue. Who knows what, like, hoops and regulations that, like, attends to, though. But I have a friend who goes here who plays for our track and field. And they hooked her up with the condo.
Nice.
Know? So I'm just kind of like, okay, cool.
I should have not been so fat and joined track and field.
Apparently that's where the good stuff is.
I could have got a condo.
So, got a condo. Dude, long jump, condo. Bam. Yeah.
Is that what she does?
Dude, I don't know.
The long jump? Oh.
So she's on track and field. Javelin throw? Boom, Mercedes. Come on.
There. I wonder what you get for the... What's the one?
Shot put.
Shot put.
Yeah, probably like a bicycle or something.
Yeah, probably. That seems like a really old sport.
Yeah.
It seems like a dangerous sport, to be honest.
Seems like you know, I feel like that was like probably one of the first, like... It's like, yo, let's see how far I can throw this rock.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah, that probably dates back to like 4,000 BC.
Probably.
Yeah.
You don't need that many supplies for that.
And then same with javelin, because that was just hunting.
Yeah, you just, you know, edge out a stick and there you go.
Exactly.
You know, and
yeah.
Go long.
And then discus. Hammer throw was probably...
Hammer throw? Well, that's like the Viking games, or what's that called? Highland games. There we go.
Yeah, see, that dates back pretty far back, too. And then the discus, like you said.
Discus.
That, you know, that's probably just two cavemen throwing a flat rock at each other, trying to decapitate the other one.
Exactly, and it just evolved into a friendly competition.
Yeah, because they're fighting for the same ugly, hairy woman.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean,
but if that's what you got to deal with, that's what you got
to
deal with.
I wonder what, like, was attractive to cave people back in the day, you know? Like, I don't know. These are questions that we...
Ooh, right. Ooh. Oh, armpit hair.
Yeah, well, that's attractive 2 inches. To the French, too.
Yeah, and not bathing. French are interesting
people.
Did we just
come to a conclusion that that the French are cave people? Armpit hair in women and not bathing.
I gotta go.
Are you...
Somebody needs to know about this.
I think that we should announce this. Send your hate mail to... 22 West Radio, attention on the Bench Sports Talk.
And France, if you're listening.
Yeah.
We're not sorry.
Yeah, we're not sorry.
This is who you are.
Yeah, exactly.
I think you could be fancy hiding behind your croissants and baguettes. Yeah, I don't think so.
Those are pretty good.
And your democracy. Yeah, thanks for that, by the way.
But then they eat snails, too.
They were so close.
But it's like, you got the French cuisine. I don't know where we're going.
I would imagine that cavemen just... picked up a snail and ate it.
See?
You know?
The cavemen are the French of today. They're the ones...
You heard it here first. If you're of French descent, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you have to hear this way.
My apologies. It's just like being from Cleveland.
Yeah.
France is just Cleveland further east. It's...
New Cleveland.
It's the new Cleveland.
Oops. All right.
But Tony there, Sammy the Blade here. You can send your hate mail also to On the Bench Sports Talk on Instagram and Facebook.com/onthebench if you really, really hate us now, which, I mean, I don't
think... We're opening up an HR department, so human resources.
And if you want to come work for us, we pay very, very poorly.
We do.
We pay in laughs.
Yeah, whatever scraps are on the plates that are left here overnight, you get those.
Yeah, there might be some, you know, like leftover Fruit Loops.
Yeah.
Or,
it's not a bad racket.
Maybe like a moldy orange. You can just cut it in half and eat the non-moldy side.
Exactly. Good for compost.
Yeah, and then you can take the moldy half and compost it.
If you happen to have a garden, bam, there you go.
Yeah.
That's your free condo.
Exactly. There's your free condo and $100,000.
Boom.
But we were we were talking about U of A basketball getting in trouble, and then we ended up on our epiphany of that the French are just the homeless of the 2.0. Or not the homeless, the cavemen 2.0.
There you go.
Or wait a second.
No.
Okay.
We're sticking with that for now.
Sticking with that. So we're going to take a break in a few minutes, but after the break, we're going to talk about a really heavy subject, Jonathan Martin, and an Instagram post that he posted. It's a big thing nowadays, what's going on.
It is.
About bullying and the NFL and concussions and whatnot. But that'll be after the break. But finish up on the NCAA. What's going to happen? I imagine U of A should step in and say, Coach Miller, you're gone.
Yeah. I mean, especially like saying something as bold as what he said for like, 8 years I've upholded rules and traditions and blah, de, blah, de, blah. And then, you know, so I think like just from that standpoint that he's probably going to have to step down from his position.
And I imagine this isn't the first time that this has happened.
This is probably one of the first times it's been caught.
Yeah.
The FDI is actually doing their job now.
The FDI is on the case.
No, that's why it used to be the FBI. Now it's the FDI, and now things are finally getting done.
Finally. You know what? Those lazy FBI employees.
Just need to change one letter, and look at that.
Special agents.
Bam.
You know what they should have brought in was the Men in Black. They should have brought in Tommy Lee Jones and Will Smith. With their little neutralizer, the mind eraser. That's what they should have brought in. Then they would have
get down to business.
They would have got down to business. But let's touch on spring training real quick.
Yeah,
it is underway. Finally, baseball is here.
Finally, baseball.
Finally,
can we talk about how the Dodgers just routed the White Sox yesterday? 13-5, final score. Dodgers with four homers on the night, including a name that you may or may not remember, Matt Kemp, with a three-run bomb.
Unbelievable.
And he looks great. He lost 40 pounds. He's looking like he's 25 again. And I think he's going to be contending for a starting spot.
I think so.
And so if he beats out Peterson, I think Peterson's going to be traded by the end of the season.
I think he might be traded mid-season. Well, I thought maybe he would have been included in a package to go to Miami when they were having their fire sale.
I thought they were going to get Christian Yelich. I really thought they would.
Well, have they sold that gargantuan, ugly statue in center field?
Wait, what? Oh, I thought we were talking about the... Okay, that got awkward. Boar, if you're listening to this, I apologize.
That giant
the
monstrosity.
Home run thing. Well, now that Stanton's gone, that thing's not going to see a lot of action.
No, I think that... Again, is going to cost more.
I'm telling you, man, Jeter's taking that place to ground zero. He is cleaning house.
Well, why is he? Why are they cleaning house?
I don't know. I mean, apparently there's some big Billy Bean baseball thing they're trying to do over there.
You had Giancarlo Stanton,
and they had Marcelo Zuna,
and
they
and
had Christian Yelich, and they had D. Gordon.
Yes, you had four pieces that were pretty darn good, and then their catcher might be sold
JT
off
Real
too.
Mudo, yeah.
Yes, I mean. He's pretty good.
You know, five solid
players.
Bryce Harper commented on it. What are you guys doing over there? And Don Mattingly like, don't worry about it. We're fine.
Yeah. I talked about that last week.
Yeah, I don't think so, Don.
Yeah. Granted, I'm sure he has to say that. I don't think he can come out and say, well, we're screwed.
You're not wrong.
Yeah. We're screwed. Yeah, you guys are screwed down in Miami.
Yeesh.
With the Dolphins.
Not going to be good. No.
Who extended Jarvis Landry, too.
At least Dwayne Wade's back.
Yeah, there you go.
Dwayne Wade's back in Miami.
Woo, how about that?
Yeah, there's something.
Yeah, 45-year-old Dwayne Wade.
Woo.
Go figure. All right, we're going to talk about a pretty heavy subject when we come back. Facebook.com/onthebenchradio, on Instagram @onthebench, and go on iTunes and go subscribe to this.
Yeah,
I guarantee you, you'll listen to it at least once.
You're gonna like the way you look. I guarantee it.
Men's Warehouse.
Got it.
Dude, that dude doesn't work there anymore.
Oh,
he got in trouble.
Okay.
Smoking. We'll be right back.